Episode 7, Issue Responses 767 through 961. Response 767. I just want to stress the importance of assuming everyone is poorly catechized. I was raised Catholic and was in a state of sin when I was married in the Catholic Church because I did not know. This applies to every aspect of the Eucharist. Please advise the bishops we need to be taught. That is why the faith is not being passed down. We cannot teach what we do not know. That is also why Protestant churches are filling up with fallen away Catholics. You cannot appreciate what you never knew you had. Thank you for your efforts. Response 768. The laity were abandoned during COVID. Mass, DS were cancelled. People were denied penance and the Holy Eucharist. Many Catholics died without being able to receive extreme unction. Response 769. The lack of reverence of the priest during the Eucharistic celebration. Response 770. Education on real presence and where it fits in the Bible. Response 771. The change from the TLM to the new Mass. A side-by-side comparison shows how much was lost. Response 772. Having confession available before every Mass. Use the paten so people see how seriously every particle of the host is reverently handled. Response 773. Lack of promotion of the traditional Latin Mass and education on history of creation of the novice ordo. Response 774. Communion in mouth while kneeling should be only option. With an altar boy holding a communion plate while the priest administers communion. Response 775. Decrease in women veiling while in the presence of Jesus. Response 776. Acceptance of a lack of modesty in dress by both women and men. Lack of instruction by priests regarding how and when to genuflect and how to prepare for communion. Acceptance of congregation chattering, waving, rushing out after Mass and leaving before priest leaves, the horrible sign of peace that erupts into general chaos in some NO Mass ES. Biggest, of course, is the lack of acceptance and promotion of the Latin Mass and the education of laity about why this Mass is different from the NO. Response 777. Failure to catechize in the home, in CCD, among teenagers and from the lectern in the homily. Response 778. Let's face it, the continued persecution of the TLM is not really about liturgy at all. It's about theology. This is a war on doctrine, not a squabble over the use of Latin, altar rails and ad orientem worship. And this doctrinal warfare includes attacking the belief in the real presence, no matter how many times you use the NO Eucharistic Prayer Number 1. Response 779. Lack of care and reverence during the consecration by personal example on the part of the priest. No sense of mystery or transcendence. Response 780. The Holy Father not taking up this issue directly with a formal papal instruction that reinforces this belief as an immutable and dogmatic truth of the Catholic faith. Response 781. All talk, never any positive action by the Church. Totally divorced from real circumstances outside of the church building. We are real people, not cutouts in the pews. Response 782. A divided church affects all, and we need to include all Latin religious orders, including the FSSP, SSPX, etc. Bishops and priests are calling some groups schismatics, and it is not true. Rather than uniting, some traditional Catholics in dioceses are accusing other traditional Catholics of having invalid sacraments. More unity at the top is needed. I love how our bishop in St. Augustine invites the SSPX to be part of its processions and pilgrimages. Beautiful. Response 783. Priests acting like evangelistic individuals, shouting alleluias from the altar and people lifting their arms and shouting in return. Reminds one of tent revivals. Response 784. Prevalence of utilitarianism in secular culture infiltrating the church. Response 785. Liturgical music that trivializes and secularizes the Holy Eucharist, referring to the altar as a table, and which seems to be written for the sole purpose of entertaining the faithful, reassuring them in their sins, and Protestantizing the Holy Mass. Response 786. Lack of emphasis on necessity to be in a state of grace to receive an ample scheduled confession times, 6 to 7 times/week. Response 787. Receiving on the tongue while kneeling needs to be reinforced. Response 788. The failure to adhere to the teachings of Christ on sexuality by the Vatican. Response 789. What upsets me is that people walk up with hands stretched like they are going to get money. They are so carefree without giving our Lord the most holy respect of kneeling or bowing with love for what we will receive His body and blood. Also, I really believe that women should cover their heads with a chapel veil or some covering. The Second Vatican Council, I honestly believe, did a lot of damage to modernize our religion. We should stick to the ways Jesus instructed us to do. Response 790. Turning away from the ancient and traditional liturgy and catechesis of the Church and focusing instead on something new and, with the times, though the Church should be timeless. Laxity of rigorous preaching of the full truth of doctrine. Response 791. 1. Lack of catechism taught either through the homily or outside of a Mass. Many Catholics don't know why we genuflect or, more appropriately, to whom we genuflect. 2. Lack of transparency regarding matters of the Church. There appears to be no honest answers and a venomous response toward any who are willing to ask questions, even those who merely want to understand why a decision was made can be shut down as if they are being gagged by a tyrant. 3. The Catholic Church is ever in a state of politics and not willing to take courage and follow Christ's commands. 4. A loss of importance and fostering of virtues, modesty and reverence being a particularly important, especially in extraordinary ministers. Response 792. Racism, social justice and climate change are fake issues. Focus on the real issues, the teachings of the Roman Catholic Church. Also, make sure priests actually believe in God, not video games and Harry Potter. Response 793. Homilies including the education/speaking on/topic of transubstantiation. Response 794. The Pope lack of resolve to promote moral issues such as the sin of abortion. Response 795. The closing of churches during COVID and all the masking, distancing and extras they provided, separate chapel, during this time. There should be no fear in the house of the Lord. Response 796. Society as a full. Taking God out of schools and treating religion like it's nothing but comfort. Very sinful world. Lack of continually faith education in adult education. Most adults have a flawed elementary school understanding of faith. Response 797. Clergy not reminding congregation that appropriate clothing shows respect for our Lord and His sacrifice in the Mass. Response 798. The immodesty accepted in the Church without addressing issues of faith and tradition. Response 799. Girl altar boys. Women lectors. Eucharistic ministers especially casual dress and conduct by them. Response 800. Homilies that do not address real needs of the laity and are too long in that they are repetitive. Response 801. Lack of adequate opportunity for confession. If confession is not deemed important, then many people will surmise being in a state of grace is not important. People need shepherding to make correct conclusions, not just by word, but by actions. Response 802. Confusion caused by Pope Francis regarding his personal views and the teachings of the Church. Response 803. Promotion of the Catholic Catechism by JPI. Most people do not know it exists. It exists to pick up where the Baltimore Cat left off and is critical for both adults and children. Response 804. It is time to reconsider the real presence, given the state of the world and the Church. It seems there is no hope for the Church to ever reclaim the metaphysical properties it once preserved. Response 805. Not reminding laity to dress respectfully for Mass. Shortening the time between receiving the Eucharist and leaving Mass. I.e. not having the last Gospel. In regards to catechesis, not maturing the way it is taught along with the maturity of its students. Teenagers and adults can have a deeper understanding of the Eucharist than children, and this should be respected. Response 806. Boring irrelevant homily. Saying the same thing every week. Reading a sermon. Really bad choir music. Unfriendly pastors. Response 807. Priests who prefer to let the laity repose the Blessed Sacrament at the end of adoration, who also prefer the laity teach RCIA, marriage prep, etc., along with a lack of instruction when people continually leave Mass right after communion. Response 808. The Sacrament of Reconciliation is huge. This must be stressed weekly. Most Catholics need greater spoken emphasis on receiving Holy Communion reverently, as well as knowing to be free from mortal sin when receiving the Body and Blood of Christ. I truly believe if every priest conveyed emphatically the most important truths in our faith often, we would see a resurgence of Holy Catholics return. Response 809. Absence of holy priests and bishops. Lack of knowledge of what is taking place at Mass. Why we believe in real presence. Why we must be in the state of grace. Why the priest's hands are consecrated at ordination, complete lack of reverence. Absolutely no Eucharistic ministers, or altar girls. Priests sitting down while the EMs distribute the Eucharist, etc. Response 810. Not making enough emphasis on the importance of the Catechism. Every religion has the Bible. We need to better explain that the Catholic Church is the true translation, and so the Catechism is so important. If everyone read the Catechism, they would know Jesus meant it literally when he said it's his body and blood in John 6. We need to implement the use of the Catechism, make it so that every church must teach it in classes for children, adults, or something of the sort. Overall, it is ignorance of the Catechism and Scripture that is causing people to not believe in the true presence. We need to catechize more. So many people went uncatechized, and now they are raising children and their children aren't catechized. We learn to start a new generation of making sure every Catholic is taught the Catholic teachings. We need to speak to the generation that wasn't catechized and somehow get them to start believing so that they can pass it on. Response 811. The liturgy of the Mass of the ages perfects everything wrong with the novice Ordo liturgy, which has too many options and lacks what is truly pleasing to God. X. Abel's sacrifice versus Cain's sacrifice. They are both sacrifices, but they are not equal. Response 812. Replacement of the ancient form of Mass with the novice Ordo was probably the largest contributing factor. But just about every change or reform in the Church since 1962 resulted in a loss of faith. Response 813. Eucharist ministers. Response 814. Failure to educate the faithful to bow at the holy name of Jesus and the triune God during all prayers at Mass and in other settings/private prayer, the lack of knowledge to be reverent at his name, it's a whole lifestyle, a way of being that has been lost and disregarded, so why would his very flesh and blood be any different? We need to restore this reverence for our Lord. God bless you all for doing this. Response 815. Homosexual blessings and restrictions on the Latin Mass. Response 816. Lack of effort into keeping young people in the Church. Response 817. Casual attire and socializing before Mass. Response 818. Thorough, honest and meaningful catechesis of our children. We're already creating another generation of lukewarm cafeteria Catholics by not stopping the problem in the generation just starting to learn and receive communion. Response 819. 1. Row by row entrance into the communion line. Those not in the state of grace are under pressure to get in line. 2. Failure of clergy to remind the faithful of requirements to receive, i.e., fasting, church laws regarding confession. 3. Failure of clergy to insist upon dressing at Mass as though one is meeting the King of the Universe. 4. Infrequent offering of confession in many churches. Confession ideally would be made available on a daily basis. Churches that offer confession only by appointment should be banned. Response 820. Anecdotal, there is little emphasis on wearing your Sunday's best. If members of the church are wearing Crocs and shorts to receive the Holy Sacrament, then it doesn't help the perception that they're essentially waiting in line for some popcorn, as one of my old teachers used to call it. Everyone should have the capacity to at least go to some thrift/discount store and buy a decent-looking suit and tie and/or dress. It's the effort and perception that the holy sacrifice of the Mass is important to you, not what expensive name brand you wear. Response 821. Suppression of traditional Latin Mass, ES, and not enough of them. Response 822. Not enough education to youth, and youth ministries a lot of the time are very lackluster, and whenever there's any adolescent ministry, it's simply focused on dating. They imply marriage is the only suitable vocation and there's no focus on priestly vocations. Response 823. Ladies on the altar cleaning, etc., talking to each other and ignoring Jesus. Ushers constantly talking, giving directions in church while others are praying and ignoring Jesus in the tabernacle. Response 824. TLM is the true Latin rite and infallibly taught. Novus Ordo is illicit. TLM communities grow and believe. Response 825. The repression of the Latin Mass, the lack of traditional Oriental rites. Response 826. Lack of obedience to the canon of the liturgy, adding prayers that are not in the liturgy, giving side notes at inappropriate times during Mass, a general sense of prioritizing welcoming and friendly atmosphere over teaching truths of the Church during homilies, not encouraging appropriate dress in the sanctuary. Response 827. The Pope deriding people who love the traditions associated with the Eucharist. Response 828. Abandonment of the traditional Latin Mass. Response 829. Lack of kneeling to receive Holy Communion. Response 830. Mass being offered by priests who try to entertain. Making priests the focus of Mass rather than our Lord. The old rite of Mass being neglected and replaced by the new post-Vatican II rite. Lack of piety in clergy, confusing roles of laity and clergy. Response 831. Priests and bishops' failure to garner the courage to reject the present apostates in the priesthood, the bishops, and the present papacy. Response 832. Loss of a sense that the Church is meaningfully different from any other religion. Response 833. Only teaching children to receive on the hand during formation. Response 834. Francis Bergoglio, aka Pope Francis, is a notorious heretic. You cannot bless what is sinful, and you cannot pretend you are blessing homosexual individuals as they obviously present themselves as a couple. Fiducia supplicans blesses a reality that is contrary to creation, which is impossible and blasphemy. Saint Robert Bellarmine, 1610, a pope who is a manifest heretic automatically ceases to be a pope and head, just as he ceases automatically to be a Christian and a member of the Church. The fact that Vigano is on trial for speaking the truth and criminals like Rupnik remains a priest in good standing with full priestly faculties could only come from an antipope. Response 835. No standard dress code. Lack of reverence during the consecration. Piano and guitar are not suitable for worship. If an organ or organ player is not available, the choir is adequate. Proper dress and humility should be stressed in homilies. The real presence should also be emphasized more. Response 836. Proactiveness and emphasis on reaching out to the youth and teaching them about Jesus. Having more opportunities for the youth in each congregation in addition to confirmation classes and catechism classes, on a level they can comprehend. Response 837. Formation of the young. Response 838. I believe that you have covered the subject pretty well, but I find the casual approach that many take to attending Mass, taking communion, the way people chit-chat during Mass, and the lack of reverence on the part of many to be a problem. Response 839. Priests and bishops treating the Eucharist as a prize for coming to church. Priests and bishops handing out the Eucharist in baggies during COVID. Priests and bishops shutting down Mass during COVID. Response 840. Since the churches were closed during COVID, many people refuse to return to church. Many believe God is everywhere and we can talk to Him anywhere. We couldn't receive Holy Communion or go to confession when the churches were closed, so what difference does it make now? We can't force people to come to church, and many said they watch Mass onto YouTube and other social media platforms, and we were denied Holy Communion for 3 years because of church closures, and many of us survived without receiving the body of Christ. Having Eucharistic ministers is another problem. We see many not living a holy life in the community, and when we see them serving the body of Christ and the person hasn't gone to confession, makes many of us practicing Catholics not want to receive Holy Communion. Plus the man-made laws of Catholics who have been divorced by their spouse is another issue. This business of getting an annulment is another confusing issue, especially with children that came out of that failed marriage. In God's eyes, we are supposedly still married, but the divorcing spouse doesn't believe in it because they became worldly. The other spouse who got divorced from believes they can't be involved in anyone else because it is considered adultery. The world looks at that spouse who believes in that covenant made to God in marriage is left dealing with the mockery and is called crazy. Response 841. The need for reconciliation, proper method to receive Holy Communion, the reinforces who we are receiving at Mass. Response 842. Lack of ongoing program of education integrating doctrine, worship, sacramental life, adoration, transformation. Response 843. The failure of the church to communicate and teach the consequences of sin. Response 844. The lack of reverence by both the priest and the parishioners during Mass, too much clapping, too many distractions with unruly children, no adherence to a dress code. The Mass and the Eucharist are not looked on as being worthy of our utmost reverence and respect as they were years ago. Lack of a strong religious education program and the parents' lack of participation. Response 845. The general trend of kowtowing to certain social trends and beliefs which, whilst not technically contradicting Catholic teaching, absolutely confuse people and give them a false impression of Catholic teaching. Most obvious examples include the LGBTQ movement, abortion, and ambiguous relationships and support for certain communistic social movements like Antifa, BLM, and some environmentalist groups. Attempts to modernize church worship, architecture, and appearance also fall into this category. Response 846. Attire of the laity. They do my respect themselves. How or why would they believe in the body and blood? Parents in general do not teach at home the basic religious premises of the faith. They do not teach respect in the home. They do not attend church with their children. The parents in general are where the bad example starts. There are too many things for me to mention. Mass media is the next enemy on my list. Response 847. Cancellation and limiting of the immemorial liturgy. Response 848. Use of the Bugnini concept of the Mass. Response 849. The loss of the Baltimore Catechism for instruction of our youth. Response 850. It is my view that many good and faithful Catholics believe in the real presence. It is with charity that I say the real problem is with the scandalous church leadership, and that in my opinion is why there is also a decline in mass attendance. The comprised church leadership have strayed extremely far from the teachings of Christ. They have chosen to teach something morally incompatible with the true words of Christ. The good and holy priests, bishops and cardinals are cancelled and removed because they have spoken out against this. The morally corrupt priests, bishops, archbishops along with some cardinals are praised and promoted for their worldly stance which goes against the teachings of Christ. Their atrocities are always covered up. The U.S. bishops' allegiance to pro-abortion politicians, and they refer to these same politicians as Catholics in good standing and allow them to receive the Eucharist. It would appear they do not believe in the real presence in the Eucharist. Also, the decline in vocations may be the result of the seminarians and priests who experience retaliation by their bishops because they were sexually abused or spoke out against the sexual abuse. This must stop. Response 851. An apostate pope who denies Catholic dogma, has contempt for Americans, and persecutes faithful, traditional Catholics. He is the biggest scandal in the church today, and the silence of most cardinals and bishops makes them complicit in his heresy and apostasy. Response 852. 1. You mentioned this, but communion in the hand is a grave offense to our Lord. Catholics must know they are trampling on our dear Lord when they go to a mass that allows communion in the hand. It must stop. 2. The mass is not about us. It's to give glory to our Father in heaven, so turn the altar back to God. Too many priests offer the Mass like their individual personality is what matters, it's not about them, and too many only try to please the people in their sermon and weekly bulletin, so they can collect more money. Harsh, yes, but true. 3. Also, there is no reverence anymore when people are not told the proper dress code, allowed to talk during Mass, and allowed to eat and drink in church. That must stop. 4. The sign of peace right after the consecration, really? Do away with it and bring reverence and respect back to our Lord. 5. Why does everyone rush our after Mass? Have they not been told to thank our Lord for our most intimate moments with Him in the Eucharist? Same reason some come late and leave early? No reverence, no respect for our Lord. 6. Only priests and altar boys on the altar, no women, period. No women lectors are Eucharistic ministers, only priests. Response 853. The failure properly to teach actual dogma in catechism classes, coupled with the failure of preachers to emphasize dogma in their homilies. This is nearly always neglected in favor of vague social uplift or, at best, the moral strictures of the church. I do not recall a single lesson in my life, either in religious classes or in church, on how transubstantiation, purgatory, the Trinity, the soul, the incarnation, etc., etc., work. I myself have heard young Catholics deny that Christ is God, by which I presume they mean that He is not the Father, but one really doesn't know. This is enormously a failure on the part of bishops to oversee both religious education and preaching in their diocese, probably in favor of social programs, which look good to the general public, but don't foster Catholic Christianity. Response 854. Pope Francis, or whoever is speaking for him these days, is very inconsistent. Response 855. Failure to stress the need for frequent confession. Response 856. Educating the youth on the biblical history of the church and the traditional feast days and actually celebrating them as a community. Response 857. Catechesis of the faith by priests themselves and not a lay person. Response 858. Failure of clergy to emphasize modest dress by all attending the Holy Liturgy. Response 859. Confusion re synods. Response 860. Lack of faith, cowardice or inability to demonstrate moral courage, and permissive attitude by vast major of bishops. Lead us. Where is our Saint Augustine? Feed the lambs. Protect the sheep. Response 861. The establishment of the Novus Ordo Mass, taking the place of superiority over the traditional Latin Mass. The suppression of the TLM that we have seen over the last 3 years is a huge mistake coming from the Vatican. We need a re-establishment of the TLM as the Mass of objective superiority, and we need to get rid of the Novus Ordo Mass. We can judge a tree by its fruits, and the fruits of Vatican II and the NO Mass have been very bad, like this poll is talking about. Significantly fewer Catholics believe in the true presence as a result of Vatican II reforms. Response 862. Ad Orientem Mass. Priests' homilies including clear instruction of church teaching on many subjects, including the real presence. Response 863. Loss of credibility of church leaders. Response 864. Catholic schools do not do a good job of catechizing students. Response 865. Allowing anyone to touch the sacred host and it is only the priest that have consecrated hands. Response 866. Total lack of catechesis for everyone born after 1970. Word salad, homilies. No standards for RCIA teaching. Bad music. Liturgical abuse in general. Response 867. Disregard for the tabernacle / refusing to genuflect. Response 868. Poor catechesis. Many people who even attended Catholic school or faith formation were simply not taught these things well. Catechesis has been pretty bad for a few generations now. Response 869. Sloppy attire at Mass, soft homilies and soft catechism. Response 870. Excessive use of media and social media can lead to a denial of the real presence. Response 871. I will use this as an opportunity to mention this. Perhaps there could be a statement someday from the church mentioning how in the future, there would be a different response. Smiley face. The painful response during COVID when the laity were excluded from being at Mass and not allowed to receive the Eucharist or even pray in his presence depending on the diocese or parish was an issue. Also, wording used during this time, i.e. it's for our spiritual good, it's for the common good, there may be COVID on the Eucharist, we don't kill for the Eucharist. It unfortunately seemed to send a message to people that they are to stay away from the Eucharist / Jesus in a time of difficulty and that he is dangerous and that the spiritual is not as important as the physical. It encouraged fear and turning people's attention to things other than God versus having it be an opportunity for faith in God's presence and love and desire for people to come to him in time of difficulty, that he is the risen Lord, that he is the bread of life, that the church and his presence is there for people. In a way, it was the opposite message of the gospel and church teaching. It also treated the Eucharist and people as a threat of contagion rather than treating the Eucharist as God and people as our brothers and sisters. Following the resumption of public Mass, DS, eyewitness decreased reverence initially and also many Catholics were sadly discouraged from receiving Holy Communion on the tongue. I know of a faithful Catholic woman who is now homebound who had shared with me how she had felt pushed away from the church during COVID. Response 872. It is the whole atmosphere of the modern church, laid back, casual, constant busyness. Not enough preaching about confession and why we need it. Response 873. Need for more Catholic Bible study. Scandal of how practicing Catholics treat people. Lack of connection between Eucharist and evangelization / social justice. Response 874. Casualness towards the Eucharist by parents and lack of education from parents to children in the household. Response 875. Lex orandi lex credendi lex vivendi. Response 876. Altar table. Response 877. The removal of the priest keeping his fingers together after touching the Eucharist and before the purification of his fingers. Concelebration of a mass es greatly reduces the idea that the real presence is there and offered by one priest alone. Response 878. Music that is not reverent and or is distracting. Lack of clear Catholic catechesis on the Eucharist, and everything else, since the 60s when the focus changed to live the faith and just love everyone. Response 879. Bishops being weak about refusing communion, publicly chastising and excommunicating public officials who reject church teachings yet continue to claim they are faithful Catholics. Also during COVID, the church essentially told everyone they didn't have to come and the sacraments weren't important and one could receive Jesus in their heart via a spiritual communion. How can the church claim this really is our Lord and the Eucharist is necessary for salvation and we must go to Mass on Sunday unless the government says we can't and or there's a cold going around? It implies the Eucharist is a symbol. The early Christians died for their beliefs, specifically the belief in the real presence, yet our bishops told us we had to comply and stay away for our physical safety. Response 880. Sacramental preparation in Catholic schools. While important to use second grade language, the teaching of the Eucharist rarely extends past second grade, and I think there should be a continued teaching about the Eucharist that increases in complexity as students age so their understanding doesn't stop at a second grade level. Response 881. Proper attire for the laity, especially Sundays and holidays. Encouraging prayers before and after Mass. More men in the sanctuary. Response 882. Lack of a dress code for the laity and allowing scandalous attire at Holy Mass. Allowing bringing in food for children. Greet your neighbor and shake hands. Response 883. Failure to insist on frequent confession to maintain our souls in a state of grace. Response 884. The Catholic Church's involvement in politics. Church and state must be separate. If it stands as it is now, it will continue to shrink. The waste of resources to control women could have been used to help those already here. Like Jesus did. Do better. Response 885. I just want to expand on the clergy sex abuse crisis. If the priests obviously don't believe, going by their actions, not their words, then why would the laity? Response 886. Catechism classes for children of all ages should emphasize the importance of the truths of the Catholic faith and the importance of attendance at Mass. Response 887. The Pope not being faithful to dogma. He is a wolf in sheep's clothing, along with many other clergy. Response 888. Not offering pre-Vatican II Latin Mass at every parish. Response 889. Homilies focused on platitudes and modern sensibilities rather than teaching the faith. Response 890. Lack of any catechesis on virtually any subject. I.e. on modesty of dress at Mass. Catholic customs and traditions and why we have them. Also a general sense of Catholic unity, too much of an emphasis on ecumenism repeatedly drummed into the laity, making nothing special or unique about the Catholic Church. Response 891. Confession has been minimized for laity, only offered once/twice per week. This is crux of the problem. Fix this and Eucharist will gain more significance. Response 892. A heretical pope who does not treat bishops as collegial couples with cowardly and often effeminate bishops. Response 893. The building is a holy place. Attire, eating and drinking. Socializing before and after Mass. Priest chatting. In thanks to people. Bulletin announcements. Social announcements. No veils on women. Disrespectful youth and children. Response 894. Lack of education of the laity about the real presence and the fact that transubstantiation occurs with the consecration. The people need to look at what is happening. Jesus Christ comes down into the bread and wine and he has made them into his body and blood. Response 895. The experience of liturgical pendulum swinging shakes more people's experience than different orders of the Mass themselves. Response 896. Failure to pray Mass with reverence, rushing through consecration. Not giving homilies on the subject. Not openly stating belief in real presence is required to receive. Response 897. Proper theological and catechetical formation is a must. But the personal love relationship with Jesus and the Trinity is more important. The saints were on fire with love. As lay Catholics, we can have that love which then goes to our families, our jobs, and our communities. A solid Catholic life and spirituality is needed. Response 898. Inadequate or poor catechesis over the last several decades, and failure by clergy to regularly educate and preach about the real presence. Also, standards for proper attire and decorum should be introduced to reinforce a more sacred environment during Mass. Response 899. The way we dress in church. Response 900. The incorrect order of sacraments of initiation. Confirmation should be done early and before First Communion. If you want to move First Communion to an older grade, that's fine, but confirmation needs to happen before. Response 901. Influence of liberation theology and bad catechesis made Catholics believe that church main goal is feeding the poor and not saving the souls. Response 902. Education about transubstantiation and that they should look up and see the miracle that is occurring right there. Jesus has changed the bread and wine into himself, his body and his blood. The laity should be encouraged to receive the blood of Christ and be changed. His blood cannot and will not give anyone an illness. Response 903. Do the bishops really need this survey to know the right answers? Come on, bishops. You know, all these reasons have sabotaged Catholic belief in the real presence. The laity is waiting for you, bishops, to stand up and actually be leaders and stop all these abuses and poor catechesis that you know have damaged the church. Why are you wasting time with a dumb survey? If our bishops need the laity to inform them, they shouldn't be bishops. Got that way backwards, like about everything else most bishops do nowadays. Grow a pair and a spine, bishops, and start actually doing your job and lead. We, the laity, are sick to death of weak, effeminate do-nothing bishops, and it won't bode well for you when God finally arises and answers our prayers to rid us of all the worthless weeds and send us genuinely holy Catholic leaders. Response 904. There's been a change in the way people think about religion in the last 60 years. Religion is no longer viewed as an important part of our culture. The decrease in Catholic-educated persons has also affected people's understanding of the Blessed Sacrament. Response 905. Laity's distribution of the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. Response 906. Giving communion to obstinate public sinners. Response 907. Failure to preach substantively in the homily on sensitive issues. Response 908. Failure to catechize both children and adults of the teachings of the Church, what they mean, where they came from, and why we need them. Response 909. Lack of connecting the importance of regular confessions to being properly disposed to receive our Lord. Also, lack of awareness/accommodation for those who cannot receive the host due to celiac disease, would like to see some consistent communication and arrangement for celiac sufferers to receive the precious blood before others who have already consumed the precious body due to significant health complications associated with particles containing gluten being present in the cup. Otherwise, it's just another piece of bread they can't eat. Response 910. Suppressing the traditional Latin Mass and making it less available. Response 911. I believe that if the real presence were emphasized and the importance known, everything else would fall into place. It is because of this failing that everything else has declined. Response 912. I think a main issue has to do with people's thirst for Jesus and their personal prayer, if people struggle to know Jesus personally, how can they really encounter him in the sacrament? Response 913. Casual attire of the laity, performances in the middle of / instead of a mass, yes, and spreading false teachings of our Catholic faith, especially on basic teachings. Response 914. Lack of coherence in the episcopate. Response 915. Liturgical abuses at Mass, for example, priests who. Response 916. Priests and the people that work at the parish do not acknowledge the real presence of Jesus Christ in the tabernacle when they come to the church and begin talking with the parishioners as if because the tabernacle doors are closed Jesus Christ is not in the room. Response 917. Use of extraordinary ministers of Holy Communion, especially at every Mass, and on the hand, causes particles of Eucharist to be on the floor and everyone tramples Christ underfoot. Adults can numb themselves to it, but children and converts and prospective converts see it clearly. Response 918. No worries about the Eucharistic particles and precious blood falling on the floor. Response 919. We need more of Bishop Strickland persons. Response 920. Failure to include Eucharistic miracles and Marian apparitions in the Mass to help people understand and remember the importance of Eucharist and holy apparitions. Response 921. Absence of females within the Catholic Church, specifically female priests. Response 922. Inviting noncommunicants up for a blessing, apparently for inclusion's sake. Hosting events with a lot of chatter, applause, or lay presentations of whatever kind inside the church, with the sacrament reserved, but even if not, still impious. Response 923. Teaching of the catechism throughout the year for those of us who grew up in the 70s with CCD classes stating that, as long as you're good, you'll go to heaven. Response 924. 1. Receiving communion in the hand instead of on the tongue. 2. Use of extraordinary ministers of communion in parishes where priests and permanent deacons are available. Response 925. The instruction of our children about our faith. Your one question was about fasting before receiving the Eucharist. My cousin is 62 years old and learned a watered-down version of catechesis. She is trying to learn more about the faith even though she has been going to church regularly and tells me she just learned that she has to go to confession if she missed Mass. How does this happen? Our children, whether in a Catholic school or rel-ed, don't know their faith. Some might think this is technical, but it is especially more important that fasting an hour or 3 hours to a certain extent. Yes, we want to promote sacrifice by fasting, but what about the sins on your soul and having a clean heart before receiving our Lord? I believe it is the fault of the fathers, cardinals, bishops, etc., that have dropped the ball thinking we would get more faithful if we loosened up teaching the tenets of our faith. How can you love something you know nothing about? Response 926. Failure of parents to catechize their children. Response 927. Eucharistic ministers communion in the hand. Clapping at Mass, the sign of peace. Response 928. Universal cessation of Mass, es, during the pandemic communicated to us that worship and the Eucharist are not essential services. Response 929. Horrific apostasy of the Pope who is creating Mass confusion among Catholics. Response 930. Our leaders letting the government dictate how and when we worship. Not remembering their duty is to Christ's teachings and Church's mission. Response 931. The veracity of the Pew poll claiming Catholics have lost faith. Response 932. The first thing I noticed when growing up was the non-use of the paten when anyone received the Holy Eucharist. I did confront my priest on this. Therefore, my assumption was that the priests were not concerned if the Holy Eucharist fell to the floor. As if they themselves did not care. If they don't revere the Holy Eucharist enough to use it, then why would a lay person think they should revere the Holy Eucharist? Response 933. The implementation of traditions custodes. Response 934. I think what it comes down to is that matters of faith are seen through a socio-political lens, so for those whose faith is weak, every semblance of hypocrisy further weakens their faith. When church hierarchy is deaf to the laity's pleas of, I believe, help my unbelief, the church has a hard time moving forward. Because, while there are catechized laity who try to evangelize and catechize, there are very public clergy/prelates who undermine with false witness. Response 935. My core belief is that as a Catholic it starts in the home. I don't think children fully understand the teachings, and we need to come up with different ways to help children learn and understand what the sacraments are and understand what the Bible and our church is teaching. Having faith is the core foundation for belief and understanding. If we want to continue growing in faith and following Catholicism, we need to start with the children. Parents have lost faith in all the priest scandals, so they are trying to protect their children from the priests. When in reality they are teaching them to not have faith in our Savior. Response 936. Preaching the Eucharist as an essential dimension of a personal encounter with Jesus. Past survey data showed that Gen X down are more likely to attend Mass if they believe a personal relationship with Jesus is possible. Response 937. Black and white thinking within the faith, no gray areas and don't consider individual situations. Response 938. People have become sloppy receiving Holy Communion, they shouldn't be touching the host and communicating themselves. It is called receiving Holy Communion. They should be kneeling and receiving on the tongue. This avoids particles falling from the sacred host and people trampling on them. Response 939. This goes hand in hand with both the decrease in physical beauty in churches and contemporary music, but putting musicians at the front of the church instead of in a choir loft, shifting the focus away from the source and summit. Very Protestant. I also think the general lack of strong community in Catholic parishes is an epidemic. Less sharing of beliefs/theology and fraternal correction. The number of times I've had conversations with older parishioners and have been shocked by admissions they've made, illicitly bringing the Blessed Sacrament home to a loved one, taking half and pocketing the rest to consume during night prayer, and other crazy non-Eucharist-related things. Response 940. Catechism in general. Response 941. Use of the Novus Ordo Missae over the TLM. Response 942. Religious education teachers, especially those raised post-Vatican LL, are often lacking in proper catechesis themselves. I am a certified catechist, but if it weren't for my family and authentic instruction by the Catholic nuns who used the Baltimore Catechism, I might have been misinformed. Priests must instruct the laity from the pulpit as well. Too many fall short on substance regarding their homilies and seem fearful of offending or sounding judgmental. Courage to speak and defend the true faith is sorely lacking in clergy and laity alike. Of course, first they must know the truth. Also, for years there was a decrease in the importance of Eucharistic adoration, which I do see on the rise lately, notably in my parish and those surrounding it. Similarly, the sacrament of penance. One might say there's been a revival, at least where I am. Pet peeves, with novice ordo, choir, or just congregation, singing, even sacred music, right after reception of Holy Communion. Much too distracting. Improper usage of sign of peace, big smiles, shaking everyone's hand and hippie peace signs, victory hand, light skin tone. It's not a meet and greet social. People holding hands and using the orans position during the Lord's Prayer. Applauding the choir as if for a great performance. Finally, much reverence for the Eucharist was lost with the removal of altar rail and reception in the hand. Note, I do believe extraordinary ministers of Holy Communion, men and women, have a place in bringing the Eucharist to the homebound and in hospitals/nursing homes. There just aren't enough ordained ministers to accomplish this. Response 943. Catechism classes, CCD, teachers should be very cognizant of their bias when teaching. I was unfortunately influenced by one's stated beliefs at impressionable age. Response 944. Dressing appropriately for the king. Response 945. Lack of passing down our own Catholic history and the why of the form of the liturgy. We are cut off from 2,000 years of history and tradition. Response 946. Failure to maintain the community of believers. Too many only come to Mass and exit with no connection with others. Too many do not know the teachings of the Catholic faith. They fall away and are influenced by the culture. Not sure how to solve this other than starting early with youth. Response 947. Vocalized hymns during communion are distracting the faithful from the reverence and sanctity required of the Eucharistic moment, of those receiving communion, and from the need for silent prayers of thanksgiving by those who have just received the Holy Eucharist. Traditional instrumental music alone should accompany the reception of the Holy Eucharist. Examples include instrumental versions of O Sanctissima, Ave Maria, Pange Lingua Gloriosi, etc. Response 948. The overall lack of reverence for and or fear of God. Response 949. Lack of education to Catholics, from the pulpit, in Catholic schools, and church events. Response 950. Lack of education of or encouragement in ceremonial behaviors towards the Eucharist, such as genuflecting before entering pews, kneeling during the consecration, etc. Response 951. Lack of educating Catholics by the priest from the pulpit at weekend Mass, es. Lack of religious education at the elementary and high school levels. Response 952. The focus on things of no consequence when serious issues like the abuse scandals are rampant. I grew up very devout, learned Latin, went to adoration multiple times a week, read countless books on church history and teaching from Orthodox sources. I lost my faith because of the cruelty and hypocrisy of Orthodox Catholics. I know you want this to be an issue of reverence or improper catechesis, but it's not. By their fruits you shall know them, and the fruit is rotten. Response 953. Less of an importance put on confession, less opportunities to go. Lack of Catholic education among the adults and lack of Catholic education being taught to the children. Response 954. Many Catholics do not understand what the Mass is as worship and sacrifice and how it is God's due for our life and all our blessings and in honor of the First Commandment. I know Catholics who think that the Great Commandment is love your neighbor as yourself. They do not realize that it is love your God with all your heart, mind, and body, and love your neighbor as yourself is second. In this case, Mass and adoration and reverence to the Blessed Sacrament comes a distant last to social works, feeding the poor, shelter for the homeless, etc. I had a Catholic friend tell me that God didn't really mean to put himself first and that God does not expect us to put him first in our lives. He was sincere and firmly believed that this is what the Church teaches. Response 955. Failure to educate the laity on the Mass in general, the importance of every part of the Mass and its history. Response 956. The repeated and continued attempts to stamp out the Mass of Pius V has been the opposite of a pastoral approach, and it has caused tremendous heartache and frustration in the hearts of traditionalists. Circumstances properly permitting, would rather never again attend the new Mass for the rest of my life, and as far as the liturgy is concerned, I would choose to exclusively attend the old Mass. Response 957. Division in the Church post-Vatican II. Response 958. Sharing in homilies why what is done in the Mass is done and where it comes from in the Bible. As our priest says, you can't love what you don't know. Response 959. Receiving the most precious host on the hand instead of on the tongue opened our Lord up to abuse and loss of respect. Response 960. The feel of some clergy seems to be more Protestant than Catholic. I can only surmise as an erroneous way to attract more parishioners. Heavy involvement in ecumenical organizations which are cover for socialist organizations does not help. Catholic NGOs at the center of human trafficking, especially at U.S. southern border. Pope Francis not adhering to historic Catholic teachings and traditions. Response 961. Failure to use a paten when offering communion. Stripping the altars of decoration / putting potted plants around the altar. Liturgical dancing. Using largely unadorned vestments. Using wood plates / bowls to distribute the Eucharist, anything that isn't gold, really.